This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, October 20th. Well, it was a rough day in live cattle and feeders yesterday as the markets opened lower and just continued to buckle. Sharply higher corn was a factor in that, but we also saw exports for beef be at a paltry 400 tons, which came on a few cancellations, not big cancellations, but there just wasn't a lot of new sales. Some of that is just the tight supply. Some of that is a strong dollar. But boy, it was a terrible number. And that kind of set the tone for trading. And as the day wore on, you didn't see the buyers step up to support this market. And we just started to see some momentum to the downside. Feeders tried to see a couple points where they stabilized, but the selling was just kind of relentless and saw some acceleration into the close. In live cattle, we're back down testing those lows from a couple weeks ago, which is turning out to be a significant low, but we really didn't want to come back down this deep and test it. So my guess is that you're probably going to see additional selling step up here just because the market is starting to buckle. I think some of the pressure in live cattle was probably coming from the packers, pressing the market, giving the hedged feedlots a chance to get out of some of these hedges at least not as much of a net loss as they would have. But it did offer that opportunity. And we saw a big increase in cash sales yesterday at higher money. So the Fed trade looks like it's settling in right around 187, which is up 3. Dressed at 293 is up 1 on the week. Box beef values were mixed. Choice up 26 cents at 304. Select down 87 cents at 277. The spread picked up $1.13. We're sitting at 26.64. Movement another strong day at 164 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 502, which is up 3 over the week prior and down 7 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index, the daily index is at 242.62, which is below the average at 244.83, which was down 227 from yesterday. So we continue to see the daily cash a bit weaker, and that's going to continue to drag that index lower as well. Export sales yesterday, like we said, were only 400 tons, which is just a horrible number. But we saw South Korea take a total of 2,800. Japan took 1,500. But China canceled 1,200, Mexico canceled 1,100, Canada canceled 800, and there were some other minor cancellations as well. So that took us almost to a zero. But that's where most of that poor performance came from, was just a variety of cancellations. Pork export sales much better at 31,600. Mexico took 9,100, Japan 6,200, South Korea 4,000, China took 2,000. We've got a cattle on feed report out this afternoon. The trade is estimating total on feed numbers as of October 1 to be 100% of a year ago, September placements to be down 2%, and September marketings to be down 7%. So that report will be released at 2 o'clock Mountain Time and probably have some impact on the market come Monday. But for the short term, Just the downward momentum from yesterday would suggest you're probably at least going to get some more downward pressure to start the day today. And then we'll see where we're at. For feeder cattle, we're back down to those trading range lows that we were stuck in most of the summer. So this is a decent support level. But again, there's a fair amount of momentum going on in the market. We broke the lows from a couple weeks ago pretty aggressively. So my guess is you're going to see more liquidation going on in the feeder cattle space. If the market finds support and snaps back and we regain much of yesterday's losses, then that would suggest we have found a low. But until we see that, or unless we see that, I think you're probably going to get more selling to the downside in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.